So as you're sitting here right now, just noticing the quality of attention, mindfulness, feeling your body. And have a sense of simply allowing your attention, your mindfulness to relax into the sensation of sitting, receiving however the body's feeling, not trying to do something. Notice if when you sat down you started trying to do something. And practice just sitting with alert attention, but relaxed. Just receiving the sensations of sitting. Allowing the body to be as it is. So we begin our formal sitting practice with a sense of present moment attention and acceptance of physical experience just as it is. That quality of alert attention, but relaxed receiving. In the same way, just acknowledging, feeling in yourself whatever the mental experience, the mental world in there is like right now. Not to do anything about it, but to include that in the experience of this moment. Maybe there's sleepiness or dullness, excitement, happiness, confusion. Maybe there's some ongoing muttering to yourself about something that happened earlier today. Maybe you're cranky. Whatever's going on, it's nothing personal, but include it. It's like the weather. So we begin our sitting with a sense of alert, receptive awareness, including the reality of mind and body, just as it's naturally presenting itself in this moment. No need to start with a struggle. If there's a sense of struggle, simply noticing that, mindfulness of struggle. But today, again, in the instructions, we'll continue the reprise of, as we spoke of yesterday, choosing to keep the mindfulness with simple objects, not opening consciously to the whole realm of experience. Of course, recognizing when something's happening, but choosing to gently allow the attention to reconnect with whichever of the three suggested experiences has been supportive for you as an anchor. I'll briefly review them again. So sitting, feeling the sense of the body, whatever physical sensations are naturally presenting themselves to attention, being mindful of that. Maybe it's a sense of the whole body posture, so not one specific precise sensation, but a more broad field of physical awareness of the body sitting, that's fine. Perhaps within that field at different times, various sensations arise more clearly, mindfulness recognizing those. But in general, using the sensation of the body sitting as an anchor, as a collecting point, to re-recognize mindfulness, to come back into this alert yet receptive quality of attention when we've gotten lost or confused, keeping it simple. So exploring that again for a few moments. Sense of the body. And if you're noticing tension, okay, that's the next thing that's being received in mindfulness. Just noticing. But I also can see sometimes the tension comes from our trying to do it right. There's no right. Just feel the tension sometimes taking a quiet breath and just relax and receive. It's like this now. It's like this now. Sensation of body, it's like this now. And there's only now. So then, to explore using the moment-to-moment experience of hearing as a possible anchor, collecting point to rediscover mindfulness. So just allow the field of attention, of mindfulness, to just feel wide. You're not having to reference a sense of your physical body. It's just wide, and recognize how awareness and mindfulness naturally notices whenever a sound arises. You don't actually have to do anything. Sound arises when the mind, the attention is present and wakeful, it's naturally known. Mindfulness recognizing that happening. Hearing. Hearing. Just what it is. Comes by itself. Does its thing, it goes by itself. When the mind is awake, mindfulness recognizes it by itself. No sound arising that's known, recognizing that. Moment of silence. Hearing. Hearing. I find hearing as an anchor very supportive, especially when I find my attention, my mind has gotten all caught up, reactive to something, or often if I'm being with breath, I start trying too hard to control it or something. And I can't quite recognize again that alert receptive quality of mindfulness. So using the experience of hearing for some time, not 2 seconds, but for some time, really settle in, then I find that alert receptive quality of mindfulness becomes almost tangible again. Learning to recognize and trust that. We're really interested, but we're not so much doing it. And again, feeling the field of physical experience. And as Guy said yesterday, for many of us, the physical experience, the sensations that come as the body breathes in, as the body breathes out, are quite noticeable, and we may be quite familiar, old friends with these sensations. And if so, that's an easy, supportive anchor. So just feeling the field of physical experience just as it is, allowing the body to breathe normally, naturally. And then this quality of interested mindfulness, but it's almost like listening to the sensations of the breath, not plunging into trying to make them be different. Just how is it now? The in-breath, sensations naturally arising, wherever they're noticed. Subtle tingling in the nose. Perhaps a vaguer, broader pressure in the chest or belly. Maybe a sense of almost bodily expansion. Or maybe different with each in-breath or each out-breath. But just one half breath. Sensations naturally arising as the body breathes in. Mindfully just feeling those sensations just as they are. New sensations arising as the body breathes out. Just mindfully feeling them just as they naturally come and go. And that's it. Not leaning into the next breath, not trying to hook up a series of breaths, not trying to make anything be different than it is right now, but really present, interested and receptive to how it is right now. However it is, it's like this now. Just one word as you continue to explore which anchor is supportive for you, not the right one or which one is somehow better or more advanced. There's nothing like that. The anchor, that particular experience, is simply supporting us to stabilize the continuity of awareness. The object isn't so important. So this practice isn't about changing the object of mindfulness, but it's about just each moment of being fully present strengthens the capacity for the next moment of mindfulness to arise. That's all we can do. As Dawn said, gentle perseverance. But that gentle perseverance is just dropping with mindfulness into this moment. Sensation of breath, or of whole body, or of hearing. And of course, all the other experiences are arising. Maybe you're feeling sensations of breath, but strong sound arises, or lots of thinking, or a mood, unpleasant sensation in the knee. Of course, it arises, and you know the mind naturally knows this is it. So here, we notice it, but we're not exploring it yet. Just notice it's happening, and here we can begin to use a technique we wanted to introduce lightly, of a soft mental label or note, not to push experience away, but simply it's a support for recognizing what's occurring right now. So you become aware, I've been lost in thought. Now in that moment, just a simple thinking. It's not a label we're throwing onto the experience. It's actually the recognition, a perception of what's actually happening. Oh, thinking's happening. It's just a soft label that helps us recognize what's here right now. It's not a judgment. It's very soft, like a whisper. Thinking. Oh, hearing. Oh, fear. Excitement. Burning sensation. Oh, sensation of breath. In. Pressure. Tingling. Vibrating. Out. Pressure. Heaviness. Very, very lightly. See if it's helpful. Give it some time. So when recognizing been lost in thought, recognizing the moment of thinking and appreciating in that moment the label and the recognizing of thinking is possible because mindfulness and attention has naturally re-emerged. So appreciating that moment of presence again. Our tendency is often, and the noting, we blame the noting, but actually it's a good indication of what's going on in the mind. It's thinking, get back to the breath. You know, and that in the background, oh God, I blew it again. And then you come and say, well, the noting is really negative and it's not helping me. It's not the noting that's negative. The noting is simply reflecting the quality of mind. So it's a great clue, actually. Well, listen to that. Hitting that thought with a hammer. Could be aversion. So thinking, recognizing in that moment there's mindfulness. And then we make the conscious choice to reconnect with the sensation of breath or body or hearing. And this is really where the balanced effort is learned, how we come back, how we bring the attention into the sensations of breath again. Oh no, thinking, get back to the breath, feel it. Okay, a little bit of unwise effort in that tone. Oh yeah, choosing to come back, allow the sensation of breath to be known just as it is. That's the gentle perseverance. Again and again and again, 10 million times. And that's only today. So when we're just in the moment, you're not counting how many times you came back and how many times you might have to come back. And you're not judging how well you're doing by that number. I would advise not. But it's only now, thinking. Let me feel the sensation of breath. I mean, you don't say that, but that's the attitude. In breath, tingling. And you're just right here again. That's how the anchor's supporting us to not for the first few days when we could get lost in thinking or assessing what's going on in the practice. You don't. Oh, there's thinking. Great, here's awareness again, mindful again, sensation of breath, tingling, pressure. It's so simple. So simple. The mind goes, oh yeah, but it should be getting better by now. Oh yeah, thinking, that could be wanting. Sensation of out-breath or hearing. Just this one moment. I don't know why it's so hard for us, because when we can do it, it's so easy. It makes all of life so much more workable, because we're totally here without being in contention with what's happening. But really more present with really feeling what's happening just as it is. So all of our life is really becoming collected together, mind and body, attention, in this moment of hearing, feeling the body sitting or breathing. And so this use of noting, of labeling, we'll talk more about it. Just explore it gently. But it really can help to help recognize the quality of mindfulness arising in that moment. So thinking, sometimes you know, oh, it's that planning again. So planning, a little more precise. But don't be thinking about how you should note or label something. Just let it be very simple, a light touch thinking or burning. Or wondering, hearing, in-breath. It's 5% of the moment, 95% is feeling what's going on. And again, noticing whenever you lost in thinking, or you've just lost touch with mindfulness and you wake up, appreciate that moment of presence, thinking, and noticing the conscious, gentle choice to reconnect the attention with your anchor. And really exploring. Sometimes it'll come back easy, sometimes there'll be resistance, sometimes you'll come back really harshly. Noticing that, letting that soften, and just like appreciating landing in the moment just as it is. This appreciation grows with us over the days. So let's explore this for the rest of the sit. May the beneficial energies generated by our sincere practice together be shared with all beings in all stages of life. May we all be safe and protected, free from fear. May all beings live with wisdom and compassion. So just a few words about the walking meditation, and we have quite a few announcements, procedural stuff. I'm sure you're all well aware and embracing the fact that the real power and depth and stability of mind doesn't come through trying really hard in the sitting and then blowing it off in between. That the steadiness really comes from the steadiness of our practice. There isn't really, and is this really true? We don't just say it to get you to walk. It's really true that ultimately one moment is never more important than another because there's only this moment. And so what we're practicing in the walking is equal, absolutely equal to the sitting in terms of cultivating all the paramis, the steadiness of awareness, the wholesome qualities. It also gives you equal opportunities to see all the other stuff, both. So today, keeping the instructions simple, just staying with the instructions Guy offered yesterday in the walking, you know, back and forth, 20, 30 paces, and finding the speed that supports your remembering to come back into mindfulness. At times, if you're really, really sleepy, sometimes going a little more quickly helps. I've also found times when I'm really sleepy, going really slowly helps. There's no one right way. But it takes that quality of interested curiosity to see. You know, if you're falling into a pace that's comfortable, so comfortable that you're just, you know, planning the next 5 years of your life endlessly, you might stop a moment, feel your feet, feel your legs. Take another step with presence. You know, just feeling the legs and foot that's moving or the whole body, whatever supports you coming back into mindfulness, just simply. But really, it's the steadiness. You can't make mindfulness be steady, but we can control that when the sitting ends and you get up, you have some modicum of choice, whether you go to a walking place or back to bed. We would encourage going to walk. And personally, I love walking, but in the beginning of a retreat, sometimes it takes me some getting into it. You're walking back and forth thinking, what's the point? I'm just thinking about stuff. You know, I would do better if I went and had tea, had a little rest, you know, washed my socks, and then I could come back to sit all refreshed. If you do that, I'm not suggesting it, but I know very well sometimes you might. Bring mindfulness along with you and really see, was that supportive of strengthening the continuity? Or after all of that activity, when you come back to sit, is it like, oh God, I got to start over again? Look and see for yourself. It's your practice. But really the steadiness to sit when the time's over, just get up and gently go walk. And as Sally said, when you hear the bell, come back and sit. If the walking's before a meal and you hear a bell, I'm pretty sure you'll know that that meant it was a meal. Few of us lose track of time to that extent. But if you do, you'll see everyone else is going to the meal and you can follow them, so you can relax. But really the steadiness of awareness, and as we go through the retreat, the in-between times too. For today, I would just suggest, just gently as you, now as you're sitting, as you stand up, have a gentle mindfulness just of your body. Very relaxed. Feel yourself standing. Feel yourself turning as you're walking out. You know, when you're washing your dishes, just gently, gently come home to feeling sensations of body. And this will help to start stabilizing the steady mindfulness through the day. Patience. You know, just one moment at a time. Okay, a whole bunch of... This isn't the one. A whole bunch of, and don't worry, all these announcements, it'll all be on the board too. You don't need to take notes. You don't need to remember.
And one we didn't talk about is, do I do eating meditation at the 11:30?
No, Eowyn's coming today.
At 11:30?
Yes. Can do that tomorrow. Okay, so first, on Sundays, in the afternoon, we have the great good fortune that Eowyn Ahlstrom will come and offer an optional yoga session for who's ever interested. And that, I believe it'll be at 2:45 on Sundays, but that will be on the board. And I mention that because she's offered to come today at the 11:30 sit to offer for anyone who's interested some posture tips and some posture consultation. Eowyn Ahlstrom, she was on staff here. She's been coming for years, offering yoga, teaching yogas for years. She teaches MBSR and she works at Brown and also teaches meditation. We're really fortunate to have her come. So all you need to know is today, at the 11:30 sitting, Eowyn Ahlstrom will be here offering posture tips for anyone who's interested. And if you really aren't interested, you don't need to come to that sitting. Yeah. Was that your question? Here, yes, here, sitting, as you're sitting, posture tips. Yes, right, good. Next, the cell phone renunciation ceremony, that was spoken about yesterday in the community meeting, right? At length, right? Anyway, that will be tomorrow morning at this sitting time. So I'm just going to put in another plug. Spare yourself endless extra unnecessary suffering. Turn in your hand, your cell phone, really. I don't know how many people I've talked to, and it's always the senior students who say, 6 weeks in, I really thought I could handle it. I didn't need to turn in my cell phone because I thought I could handle it. But I just checked yesterday to look for one message, you know, from my husband. Oh my God, my roof had fallen in and I had to get a contractor and I had to do that, you know, and they come in like completely kefluffled. If you hadn't looked, you wouldn't know. Someone else would handle it. It's over. Spare yourself the grief. That's all I want to say. My little tip, turn it in. Okay, starting tomorrow, not today, in the regular sittings through the day, with the exception of this sitting and the 9 p.m. sitting, we're going to be asking you all to volunteer to be practice leaders. So that means, and what that means is there'll be a sign going up on the board. And the way we want to do it this year is a week at a time, there'll be a one slot to sign up for each of the sittings. So say, for example, you sign up for the 2 o'clock sitting, right? So you would lead the 2 o'clock sitting every day for that week, and then a new segment would come. You just sit up here, there's clocks. Pick the one you like. They're all different. Pick a clock. You ring the bell. You can do it. It's fun. Keeps you awake. And it keeps everybody else contented and at ease because they know someone will ring the bell. That's all. We really appreciate it very much.
Just tell them they can use any of our sitting gear.
You can use any of our sitting gear. Special sitting gear. Special chair, special cushions. But yeah, we appreciate it very much. And it's a real act of dana, of generosity, to help keep the whole retreat going, just as your service meditation is an act of generosity to the whole community.
Or they could bring their own.
Or you can bring your own gear up here. Just don't make a castle, right? It's one sitting. But it helps to be comfortable, yes? You look at it. Yeah, that's why there's clocks. You got to look at the time. So it won't probably be your most relaxed sitting. But it might be your most alert sitting. Yeah, that's why these clocks are here. It's different from just going off into your own world and, you know, an hour and a half later. Oh, yeah, right, I'm supposed to ring the bell. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Anything else, Guy? Okay. Okay, starting today In the afternoon, Monica, sitting over there, will offer a few sign-up interviews, just about three for a day. If there's something really going on you feel you need to talk about before you have an interview, those sign-ups will go up on the board after this. But again, just, you know, there's something really going on, not just because you're a little bit bored, you want to check things out, you know. give people a chance. But because that will start today, and yes. Yes, okay. And today she'll be in 204, M204 upstairs. You just go up the stairs, turn right, the front stairs here, turn right, it'll be right there. Okay, now, now I have to ask you something. Did we decide tomorrow or Saturday for questions?
I think Saturday.
Okay. So I don't probably have to say this today, but I will, and then we'll remind you again tomorrow. So starting on Saturday, that's the day after tomorrow, at the end of this sitting, we have maybe 10 minutes where we take some questions about your practice, immediate questions about your practice, not big philosophical ones you've been thinking about for a long time, but immediate practice questions. Sometimes we'll just do that with raised hands in here, but sometimes we'll do it from giving you the chance to write a question out ahead of time. Sometimes people are more comfortable with that. So starting, I guess, probably tomorrow night, we'll have a basket probably out under the bulletin board with a little sign saying questions, practice questions. So I just want to emphasize, that's just like immediate practice questions. There's no way we'll answer them all. It's just 5 or 10 minutes. So it could be like when people raise their hands, we don't answer them all. The same with written questions. And we're not saving them, you know. It's like fresh each day, just like freshness here in the hall. And you might find, which is great, you have a question, it didn't get answered, and your practice answers it itself. That happens so much, and it's so much better anyway. But so that's how that will work. There'll be a sign on it, and that'll start. We'll start that Saturday morning. I think this is the last one. So it talked about the possibility of affinity sits during the community meeting, and yes, definitely enough people are interested. But that's going to start tomorrow, Friday, not today. And so again, the information for each of those sits will be go up on the board, and then we'll start having them in M200, which is upstairs. You walk up the stairs, turn right again. It's all the way at the end of the hall. You'll find it. But the times of those will be put up tomorrow, both in the afternoon. I believe, if it changes, the LGBTQIA+ will be at 2, and the BIPOC at 6:15. And the first meeting, one of the teachers will be there just to kind of help set it up. And then you're on your own. So most welcome, and as I know it was said yesterday, it's optional, but most welcome. That starts Friday, not today. Whew, I think that's it. Yeah?
Practice meetings start tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, I said that. Practice leaders start tomorrow. Practice meetings start tomorrow, right. Okay? Again, notes on the board. Just keep checking the board for notes. And after a couple of days, it all settles in and it'll all get more smooth. You'll get your rhythm down. Yeah? Anything else? Anybody? No? Okay. Well, just enjoy exploring today. Don't try to do the whole retreat today. Just enjoy exploring.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.